As a motoring journalist, it is not unusual that I meet famous people around, people like Alain Prost, Jean-Jacques Vergne, famous motorsport guys. But it is very unusual that I meet a top man. I don't know how to express it with the right words, but anyway, he's just in front of me, Jean-Michel Jarre. I haven't known you, but I have known your name. I followed your music for 40 years or something. And now you're here on the automobile show in Munich because you have contributed to something with the Renault brand. What have you done, actually?
Actually, it was very interesting because when I first met the boss of Renault, Luca De Meo, he said, for me, which is the most important thing in a car is the sound. So it was a good introduction. And he said, it could be interesting to join forces between, he said, two brands, such as Renault and Jarre, but his words. And I said, what do you mean? And he said, I think with electric cars, there is a challenge to think the relationship between sound and cars in a different way. And I was absolutely on the same wavelength from day one for different reasons. First reason, with electric cars, you have to deal with silence, which is very good news for a musician. Because until now, for decades, when you want to listen to some music inside a car, you have always the problem of the sound of the engine, the problem of isolation. With an electric car, you start from like a painter with a blank canvas. You are starting from scratch. So that's one thing. The other thing is also the fact that you have to create the sound of the engine, because for safety reasons, but also for as a concept, how to materialize a car moving in a city or on the road. It's of course by trying to create the sound of the technology, and by definition, technology is quiet and not falling. And then you can fall into a lot of traps. First of all, to like lots of people have done so far, to create a sound that could be a kind of sci-fi sound, you know, like Star Wars or Star Trek type of sound, and also because of the size of the speaker broadcasting the sound. You have to not to be too thin and to be too small. So, and also, beyond all these technical problems, is what a car of the future should convey. I think the sound of the to evoke power by noise is not anymore our society, is not anymore in phase with our society. I take the example of an overcraft, for instance, or when you a spaceship, you can feel that this vehicle can be very quick, can go very fast, but almost quiet. So you mean that actually what my priority for the sound was really to try to conceive something which could be, in a sense, not evoking necessarily power, but welcome, a sense of welcome and a sense of ecology. And so it's a totally different approach from a classic car with the classic engine.
I do think you have a business model which is Formula E. The last thing is, you have made this sound for the car and you have to experience it, and customers have to experience it when they go into the car. What about yourself? Do you have a passion about cars at all?
I always loved cars, and especially cars from the 40s, 50s, 60s, when people were not competing to try to be as efficient. The notion of efficiency was not there. So you had really crazy models, crazy shapes. And what's great with electric cars is actually because it's a new concept. For a certain moment, the moment we are living right now, is probably the fact that lots of creators and lots of designers can conceive shapes in a new way. And this is what excites me these days.